Here at the Dixie Deer Classic, I'm speaking with the general manager, Bruce Blackwell. And Bruce, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with this show.
I've been in the Wake County Wildlife Club since before the show started, which was in 1981. So I have basically grown old with the show.
Well, I don't think we need to comment on that whole age thing, but tell me first of all just a little bit about this show. For somebody who isn't familiar with it, how would you describe it?
It's basically, the easiest way to describe it is it's a great big convention for hunters and outdoorsmen. That's the easiest way to describe it.
And I know you've got a lot of exhibits here. Describe how this has grown over the years.
Well, the exhibits are basically the same from the day we started till now. There's just more of them, and quality changes from year to year. But we've got hunting outfitters from all around the world here. Any kind of hunting equipment you think you might ever want or need is being sold here. A lot of people buy their tree stands here because they can physically look at them and compare them instead of looking at them in a catalog or online. And then we've got all kind of outdoor equipment here. John Deere's out here with us having a good time this year. And we got four-wheelers on display. It's just a great big fun time.
Well, you mentioned John Deere, and that's part of why I'm here, is for this Drive Green Utility Tractor Show. What do you think about having a tractor company showing tractors and utility vehicles here at the Deere Classic?
Well, to us, of course, you know, John Deere is known for their farming and everything else, but outdoorsmen and hunters especially work in conjunction with farmers, because without the farms and the woodlands and everything else, the game wouldn't be there. And yeah, through the years, the money coming from the sportsmen through licenses and the Patterson Act and so forth and so on have paid the bills for restoring the wild game. But the wild game is not going to stay there without the farmers and the landowners helping. And John Deere is an integral part of that. And we're just proud to have John Deere here with us. And John Deere, this is not John Deere's first year with us. They've been working with us for many years now and coming out to the show.
Well, and I guess with these utility vehicles, I just know where I deer hunt out in Missouri. It'd sure be handy having one of those when you got to go pick up a few deer, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, and a lot of the guys use them. And we have even, with their cooperation, given away a few gators at the show in years gone by with raffles or with door prizes and so forth, and they're always very well received by our clientele to come to the show.
Well, tell me just a little bit about the crowd that comes here. I know it varies, I'm sure, year to year, but just kind of about how many people come out to a show like this.
Well, on the average, we sell a three-day ticket. So people come in here on Friday, they get their hand stamped, and they come back and forth all weekend. But on average, over the last 5 years, we've been averaging an attendance around 20,000. It will increase slightly or, you know, decrease. But a lot of times that has to do with the economy or has to do with weather and so forth. And what's really odd is we usually have better attendance when it's a rainy weekend than when it's pretty.
Well, it's been a little breezy out, but otherwise gorgeous here today. Besides the Drive Green Utility Tractor Show, anything else about this year's show that's different from in the past?
Well, this year our biggest addition and change to the show is Friday is Youth Day. We've always let the kids 12 and under come into our show free. And what we started last year was the kids from 13 to 18 get in on Friday for half price. We don't offer that ticket on Saturday and Sunday because we're so crowded anyway, and we want the kids to come out. And this year we've cooperated and had the assistance of the Quality Deer Management Association and actually got some classwork and so forth that have been certified by the public school system. So we've actually had the kids come into school at the Dixie Deer Classic this morning. We've had over 300 kids here this morning that have been fantastic. And we hope that's something that's really going to grow for us.
I saw them here this morning, and I'll tell you what, I can't think of a better thing that we could expose to some of these young people to today than to see what it's like, because as I've read recently, a lot of people are kind of getting away from the farm, and it's nice to have that opportunity.
Yeah, and you know, any way that you can get the kids back into the outdoors, whether you're, you know, putting them in the field with a hoe and doing a little bit of backyard farming, or you're putting them in the woods to watch the wild critters run through. You know, it's, you need to get the kids away from the video games and out and about.
Well, thank you very much. Here at the Dixie Deer Classic, I've been speaking to Bruce Blackwell, who's the general manager here at the show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.